Hi there. In Tuesday's class, we discussed the essence of a company. It was stressed that if you're preparing for an interview, or you're a consultant to a company, or you're undertaking research on rival companies, it is critical that you obtain a proper understanding of that company or those companies. So where do you begin? For publicly listed companies of any nationality, the first place to visit is the company's website. However, do not simply read the materials designated for normal users. You should, in fact, click on the Investor Relations section. There you will find detailed reports and also presentations made by the company itself, often to business analysts. If you're looking at a US publicly listed company, then you will find the company's annual report, and in particular, Form 10K provides an invaluable source of information regarding all the key aspects of your company. In the first class, we invited you to consider Nike and to identify the information requirements necessary in order to obtain a proper understanding of that company. In the later class, we used Apple for a similar purpose. You all successfully identified the key issues that are required to obtain a comprehensive understanding of the company. It's vitally important not only to grasp what a company sells and where it sells it and how it sells it, but also to have an indication of the company's performance and how these have changed in recent years. In addition to that, obviously, a company needs to generate a product or service. It's equally important to determine the key parties and the key locations involved in this activity. In order to communicate effectively the essence of your company, you're wanting to identify very important factors and, in particular, communicate clearly the factors that a company relies heavily upon. For example, you will want to indicate which market the company depends most on, which brand or brands the company depends most on, which product or products the company depends most on, which countries the company most depends on in terms of manufacturing and subcontracting, which countries and which materials are critical in terms of the sourcing of raw materials. You will be doing this for a company of your choice very shortly in assignment two, so good luck with that. Best wishes. Bye for now.